The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I welcome you into God's presence tonight. And I know that what God has in store for you, nothing will stop it in Jesus' name. I also want to wish you a happy new month. Happy new November. And I pray that this month of November shall be very great for you. It shall be a very great month for you. You are welcome into the month of settlement and satisfaction. Our month of settlement and satisfaction. And tonight, briefly, I'll be charging us on the word titled Introduction to Settlement and Satisfaction. Introduction. God has ordained us for settlement and to satisfy us. His desire always is to settle us and to ensure that we are satisfied. To be settled is to be given one's right resources and privileges by a higher authority. When you say somebody has settled this person, it means receiving one's rights, resources, and privileges from a person, a group of persons, institution, or a higher authority. Also, to be satisfied is to have more than enough of what you need per time. To be satisfied means God is giving to you more than what you need per time. For example, if you are eating and suddenly you say, I am satisfied. What does that mean? I'm full. I cannot absorb more. Anyone you want to give me now, I'll keep it in reserve. That's what God will do for somebody this month. You will be enjoying more than enough of everything that God has in store for you. In Joel chapter 2 verse 26. Joel chapter 2 verse 26. The Bible says, and ye shall eat in plenty. I say ye shall eat in plenty. I say ye shall eat in plenty. And then you will be satisfied. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that had dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. You will never be ashamed. In Psalms 90 verse 14, Psalms 90 verse 14, the Bible speaking there also said, oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy. God will satisfy you early with his mercy. Right from today, the 1st of November, God will satisfy you early with his mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. That will be your portion. I say that will be your portion. To be satisfied also can also mean that when, for example, you are trusting God for a spouse, somebody to get married to, and God connects you with somebody and you get married, then you say, I am satisfied with this person. I don't need to look for somebody else. I am already satisfied. God will satisfy somebody today. To be satisfied means you have children, and then all of a sudden you want more children. And then God gives to you the number of children you want. And then after some time you say, this is enough. I want Nigeria economy in summer. I want just two. And I am already satisfied. Or you say, Nigeria economy cannot affect me. I want 12. And then you begin to fire. And then after the 12th one, you say, I am now. God will satisfy you. I say God will satisfy you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. God designed you to be settled and to be satisfied. God ordained you to be settled and to be satisfied. In fact, whatever the problem is, the Bible says it's only meant to be for a time. Whatever problems or challenges you are facing, according to 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10, 1 Peter 5 verse 10, is supposed to be for a time so that it can eventually settle you. And somebody is here, God will say to you, but the God of all grace, who had called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after he has suffered for a while. So every of your suffering is for a while. Someone say for a while. Your hardship, the delay in your admission, the delay in conception, the delay in currency, having currency in your pocket, the delay in good health, the delay in peace of mind is just for a while. And he said, after that while, and that is the last 10 months. Hello. I said that while is the last 10 months. The time that my Father will say to you has finally come. The time that my Father will say to you has finally come. Let me hear your loudest amen. He will make you perfect. He will establish you. He will strengthen you. And then he will settle you. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? God will settle you. I say God will settle you. I say God will settle you. If I were you, I would say a big amen. Quickly tonight, by introduction and foundation tonight, what is in settlement and satisfaction? I'll just give you four. What is available? What is the content? When you say somebody is settled, somebody is satisfied, what is the content? Number one, it is the termination of age-long reproach. Joel 2:19. To be settled and to be satisfied is the termination of age-long reproach. The Bible says here, it says, yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith, and I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. That is, I will terminate your age-long reproaches. Things that have been on for long, I will step in. Situations that has defied doctors, I will come in. God will come in for your sake today. I say, God will come in for your sake today. God will step in for your sake today. Don't forget the scripture I quoted earlier, 1 Peter 5:10, that your suffering and your anguish is for a while. And I believe that while is from January to October. This November, things will happen, you will never believe it. Things will happen in righteousness, you will be surprised. I say you will be surprised. What is in settlement and satisfaction in this introduction, or what you can call foundation? Number two is goodness and mercy is in settlement and satisfaction. Psalm 65 verse 4. Goodness. Somebody say goodness. You will see God goodness this month. I say you will see God goodness this month. You will see God's goodness this month. If I were you, I would say a good amen. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causes to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house. And which house are you now? In the house of God. He said, if you can come to my house, I will give you my goodness and satisfy you with my goodness. I have goodness, but it is inside the temple. If you come, I will release it to you. Today, you will not leave here empty-handed. If you can stretch your hands forward, I pray for somebody's hand today. The goodness of God shall be stretched forth into your hands today. The goodness of God shall be stretched into your hands today. The goodness of God shall be stretched into your life today. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Please take your seat. Number three, what is in settlement and satisfaction? What is inside the foundation or the introduction? Joy and gladness. in Psalm 105 verse 43, the Bible also explains to us about the importance of this. You must realize, ladies and gentlemen, that the Almighty God packaged His goodness for you. The Bible says, and He brought forth His people with joy, and His chosen with gladness. God will bring you forth with joy this month. Mark it. Every single minute of this month, it will be joy all through. It will be joy all through. I'd like you to say a big amen. Your loud amen is not an encouragement to the preacher. It's a sign of your faith. It's a sign that you have faith. And can I tell you this? Because many people don't understand us sometimes. This ministry is a faith movement. We are in a group of churches worldwide that are called the faith movement. The Redeemed Children Church of God is there. The Winners Chapel is there. Dunamis International Church is there. And many other churches of like mind, Salvation Ministries is there. We are in a group of movement. That's why when we speak, your faith is stirred up. We are in a movement. We are a group of cult. That's why our teachings might be different from some other people's teaching. Joy is coming for you today. I say joy is coming for you today. All the days of this month, you will not lack joy. You will not lack joy. You will not lack joy. Everyone that sees you will see the joy of the Lord oozing out of your life. Number four, what is in the foundation? Or what is in settlement and satisfaction? Number four is change of story. Isaiah 48 verse 18 and 19. Isaiah 48 verse 18 and 19. Remember ye not the former things, neither ye consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing, and it shall spring forth. 43, 18 and 19. Shall you not know it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I will ensure I make a way for you that people will say, your level has changed. That's what it means. To be satisfied means God gave you something that made you, your story changed and you are happy. God gave you something and you are satisfied with what God has given to you. Have you heard some people say, I'm thankful to God. I'm satisfied with what He has given to me. Have you heard some people say that before? Yes, that is as a result of an outburst of blessing. When there is an outburst of blessing, all of a sudden, discontentment disappears. All of a sudden, disenfranchisement disappears. Complaining disappears. Murmuring from morning till night disappears. Your murmuring is over. Your days of complaining are finally over. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. If I were you, I would say a louder, amen. Because of time tonight, I'll be showing you two conditions for settlement and satisfaction. Just two, and we'll go to pray. Number one condition for God to settle you and to satisfy you in this month is the availability of the fear of God in your heart. Proverbs 19:23. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 23. The Bible is saying there, the fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that had it shall abide what? Let's read it together. One, two, go. The fear of the Lord tended to life, and he that had it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with, you will not be visited with evil. The reason why many are not settled and satisfied is because of the bankruptcy of the fear of God in the heart of men. Most people, including Christians, you wonder sometimes, how can people be so wicked? How can the fear of God be so lacking? How can people say they know God, but the fruit doesn't show? Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 13. The Bible says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandment, for this is the whole duty of man. As you journey through the month of November, if you want God to settle you and to satisfy you, let the fear of God rule your heart. In Psalms chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3, say, blessed is the man that standeth not in the path of the ungodly, or sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in this law does he maintain day and night. Because of this, God settles him. Because of this, he becomes like a tree that is planted by the rivers of the living. That is how you are going to become. Every time men see you, they will see God's glory on you. Nobody will have cause to say sorry to you again. Everybody that sees you, they will glorify God for you. They will say, I thank God for you. I said, they will say, I thank God for you. I thank God for your result. I thank God for your children. I thank God for your bank account. I thank God for the way you look. I thank God for your car. I thank God for your business. That is how people will be jubilating with you throughout this month of November. If you receive it, shout, I receive it. But there's a requirement. Let the fear of God rule your heart. Don't walk like others are walking. Don't be involved in cheating and duping people. Don't be involved in things that will make God to turn his back on you. If your desire is settlement and satisfaction, dissociate yourself from evil. The Bible is speaking about Job. In Job chapter 1, from verse 1 to 3, there was a man in the land of Uz named Job. He was a man that he loved God and he eschewed evil. He eschewed evil means he has a distaste for evil. He hated evil and everybody knew it. And God eventually satisfied him. The Bible says that the end of Job was better than his beginning. Someone is here, your end will be very, very great. Your future shall be very, very great. I was praying this afternoon and the Lord was speaking to me about how the future will look like. And I was excited. I was happy. I was delighted. Getting revelation from the person that knows how it will look like. And one thing that can make us to miss it is absence of the fear of God. Some time ago, some years ago, I was with God in a retreat for some time. And in one of the nights, God spoke to me around 4 a.m. in the morning. He said, don't let your hands be involved in evil. Don't let your name be mentioned with evil. These are the principles that guarantees God's help and settlement. You can't play the Nigerian game and expect that God will put his hand in to bless you. No. No. No, no, no. If your desire is that God is the one that should help you, you must put his fear in your heart. And today, a baptism of the spirit of the fear of God will rest on our hearts in the name of Jesus. It will rest in our hearts in the name of Jesus. It will rest on our minds in the name of Jesus. Anytime you want to take a wrong step, something will tell you, no, stop it. This is not right. This is not what a Christian should be doing. God is going to give us that grace in Jesus' name. God will give us a conscience that is alive. I want you to mention to people that their conscience is not alive. Their conscience is dead. It's a seared conscience. But with iron. The conscience is not alive. They will do bad things. And say, you did this bad thing. And say, what is it? This small thing. In fact, in those days when I used to be very bad, I can do like 10 times this worst thing. This is an absence of conscience. A bankruptcy of a working conscience, which leads to deficiency in settlement and satisfaction. Number two condition for settlement and satisfaction is called fasting. I know many wouldn't like this. This is like that thing inside chicken that people don't like to eat. Is it bile or bile? So, oh, Pastor, all the ones you have been saying since morning, I love it. But this one you just mentioned now, I don't like it. You need it. If you want to be settled and satisfied, fasting is an age-long medium for securing settlement and securing satisfaction. What is fasting? What is fasting? Number one, it is a deliberate denial of oneself good food, drink, and comfort to gain heaven's attention. Joel chapter 2, verse 12. A deliberate denial of oneself drink, food, comfort to secure heaven's attention. Joel 2 verse 12. Therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even me with all your heart and with fasting and with weeping and with mourning. That is, turn to me with the entirety of your heart. Come sober. Many of our fathers used fasting to secure God's attention. Daniel did that in Daniel chapter 9 verse 3. Daniel 9 verse 3. Securing God's attention on the platform of fasting. Your holiness does not exclude you from fasting. Your first class degree does not exclude you from fasting. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. That is, I humbled myself before the Lord. I humbled myself before the Lord. I humbled myself before the Lord. Jesus speaking in Matthew 17:21, he said, this kind goeth not out except by fasting and prayer. Matthew 17 verse 21. Also in Mark 9:29, the same thing. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by fasting and prayer. By fasting and prayer. Apostle Paul, the great apostle, was a man of fasting. No wonder he was settled and he was satisfied. 2 Corinthians 11 verse 27. 2 Corinthians 11 verse 27. The Bible speaking there. How Apostle Paul was a man given to fasting. 2 Corinthians 11. The Bible says, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings. Do you see that? Not fasting. Fastings often. And in cold and in nakedness. If you want your destiny to have a bearing, don't use all your life to eat into the stomach. In Luke chapter 4 verse 4. Luke chapter 4 verse 4. Jesus speaking. He said, man shall not live by bread alone. A man cannot survive by bread alone. A man's destiny cannot blossom by eating all the time. And God is a God that is ready to satisfy us and bless us if we are ready to pay the price. And this condition of fasting is non-negotiable in Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58 from verse 6 and then verse 8 to 11. Isaiah 58 verse 6 from that place we'll be preparing to round up. Because somebody must be blessed tonight in the name of Jesus. I say somebody must be blessed tonight in the name of Jesus. If you are that person, come on, shout a big amen. Amen. Isaiah 58 from verse 6. The Bible says, is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness. To undo heavy burdens. To let the oppressed go free. That ye break every yoke. Verse 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy real reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer that thou that cry. And he shall say, here I am. For thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity. And if thou draw out of thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. Verse 11. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a water garden, and like the spring of water, whose waters fail not. As I begin to round up, I'll be showing you ten benefits of fasting. And I'll close there. 10 benefits. What do you stand to gain from fasting? Because sometimes when you see the benefits of something, you are spurred to do it. Number one, fasting is losing, being loosed from the bands of wickedness. Look at that place in Isaiah 58 verse 6. He said, is this not the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness. Don't forget that we're in a wicked world. Ephesians 6 verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. We are in a war against forces of darkness. And it takes fasting to be loosed from their chains. It takes fasting to be loosed from the chain that chained down your business, that chained down your conception, that chained down your progress. I remember when we were still at our former place there, or before we got to the former building, we were trying to look for another place because the hotel we were using, you know, we started in June during the rainy season. Some of you that were there remember that, you know, we'll get to service in the morning and be cleaning water and all that. You pull down, you pull your white. There was a day we came to the auditorium in the morning and the whole place was flooded with water, with white, and I was in all white. Like an angel. And you go there in the morning, you see everywhere. And then I said, let us start fasting indefinitely until there's a place. It didn't take long for God to respond. If you want God to respond fast, begin to fast fast. If you want God to respond fast, don't waste time. Number two benefit of fasting is lifting heavy burdens. Life has so many burdens. Matthew 11, 28 and 29. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Life has many burdens. And the Bible says in this place, it says in that Isaiah 58, verse 6, is not this the fast that I have chosen to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens? To undo heavy burdens. If you want heavy burdens lifted, you have to fast. In my place, heavy burdens, they call it Eruaye. Ajagaye. Bodies that make one look like somebody that has hunchback. Challenges that are more weightier than stones. That it's better to carry a stone than to carry such challenges. It is with fasting that such burdens are lifted. Today, every battle, every burden that you are carrying that is more than your age, that burden shall be lifted today. I say that burden shall be lifted today. That burden shall be lifted today. That burden that shall be lifted today. You see some people, you wonder when they tell you their age, you wonder, how is it possible? This person looks so old. It is because of excessive burden. Too much burden. Excessive burden. And these burdens are not burden of good things. They are burdens put on the person from wicked forces. And these burdens are lifted through fasting. Today, every burden that the devil package into your house, they will use their own head to pack it out. Yeah. Number three, benefit of fasting, so as to secure settlements and satisfaction, is freedom from oppression. Also still in that same place that we are reading, is not this the fast that I've chosen to loose bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, and let the oppressed go free. Fasting brings freedom. Freedom is not free. Fasting is the price. Freedom is not free. Freedom is not free. Freedom is not free. Fasting is the price. Freedom is not free. I can say it like 1 million times. Freedom is not free. Fasting is the price. Freedom is not free. Anyone that wants to be free, devil is disturbing you. Somebody is giving you problem. You want to be free. It's as if you feel that there's a chain on your leg permanently. Start fasting. And then you see God stepping in. Number four, benefit of fasting is destruction of yokes. Destruction of yokes. And today, everyone carrying any yoke, that yoke shall be destroyed in Jesus' name. Yokes are easily destroyable on the place. That's why Jesus said in that place in Matthew 17, verse 21, he said, this kind of yoke, this kind of thing cannot happen except by fasting. Matthew 17, 21. This kind of thing you want to happen, it can't happen except you engage in fasting. This kind of thing you are asking me to do, I can do it, but you have to engage the cycle of fasting. Your eating is too much. Your stomach needs rest. Your tongue needs to carry fire. Your tongue needs to carry. There are some of us, by God's privilege, if we mistakenly curse somebody, it will take God to bring forth to remove that curse. Only God Himself. Your tongue carries fire. Once you are engaged regularly in fasting, and yokes can fly out. Number five benefit of fasting is breaking forth of your destiny. The breaking forth of your destiny. The Bible says in verse 8, then shall thy light break forth. Thy light breaks. Somebody whose light will break forth here today, shout amen. Somebody whose light will break forth today, shout amen. The breaking forth of your destiny is tied to your fasting. There are many who should be stars, global stars, international stars. But as a result of excessive feeding, as a result of consistent food intake, the destiny is unable to shine. Have you seen people who will be very, very fat physically, but their destiny is very, very lean? The man is 60 years old, but his result is like the result of somebody who is 17 years old. This happens when there is no fast. When there is no fast, the destiny cannot break forth. Light cannot shine. But for you, your light will shine. And everybody will see it. Number what are we now? Number six, benefit of fasting is the springing forth of your health. In verse 8, it says, then shall thy light break forth, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. Fasting is a medium for securing good health. If you want your health to be strong, fast often. Sickness will be far away from you. Fasting is like a koboko that kobokolizes sickness out of your life. It flogs sickness. Say, go on, this one. This lady, you can't touch her. You can't touch her. She's empowered. She carries something. You will carry something out of here today. When sickness sees you, it will run away. When disease sees your children, it will run away. When sickness collides with you, the sickness will die there. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. From today, no strange thing shall be found in your family again. No strange ailment shall be found in your family again. If doctors is telling you that this and this and this, engage God in fasting. And then you enjoy his settlement. Number seven, benefit of fasting Don't forget, we are talking about two major conditions for settlement and satisfaction. I said number one is fear of God. Number two is fasting. That's what I'm still on now. And I'm on the seventh point. The boosting of your righteousness capacity is available through fasting. The more you fast, the more hatred you have for iniquity. Hello. When you fast often, you will begin to hate sin. How many of us want to hate sin? Let me see your hand up. That's what fasting will do for us. When you begin to fast, you hate, you don't want to lie. The issue of watching bad film. Once there's a film that is not of God, it begins to irritate you. You feel irritated. What's this? Nonsense. Nonsense. But if you don't fast, you settle down very well. Wonderful. So they are even doing this kind of thing. Interesting. Then you increase the volume. But when you are fasting, you hate sin. You don't want to part. Even when it's as if you want to fall into sin. God help me, I must not. God help me, because fasting boosts your righteousness capacity. Your capacity to stand strong in the faith is enhanced by your continuous waiting on the Lord. That's why the Bible says in Isaiah 40 verse 31, those that wait upon the Lord, he will what? Renew their strength. That strength is renewing of their capacity to run away from iniquity. From today, when you see evil, you will flee. When you see evil, you will run. It will not interest you any longer. I say it will not interest you any longer. Sin will not be something that you want to be around any longer. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Number eight benefit of fasting is answered prayer. I pray, Lord Jesus answered me. I pray, Lord Jesus answered me. It is well with every man or woman that fasts often has a guarantee. There is a guaranteed answer to prayer. Guarantee answer to prayer. Your prayer is guaranteed to be answered. You are sure that your prayer will be answered. And it's in the scripture. The Bible says in verse 9, I'm still on Isaiah 58 verse 9, then shalt thou call and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry and he shall say, here I am. Let me see how you say amen. Say, when you call, hello God, say, my son, I'm here. Hello, daddy, where are you? Say, I'm here, I'm not far away from you. Because you are fasting. That's why when you want to really get God's attention very well, engage yourself in a fast. There are some of you, it's a long time you did any personal retreat. It's a long time you hang around with God. You used to do it in those days. You can do it again now. You can have a secret place with God. And you don't need to go far. You can be in your house. You can be in the church here. It can be on a weekend, on a Saturday. So you don't need to take leave from work to do it. From Friday to Saturday night, just hang with God. You are just engaging God in fasting. And surely we answer you. I say surely we answer you. Amen. You know, if many that want to get married and they come to us for counseling, we tell them, have you fasted? So if you have not fasted, I don't know. I can't be sure that you know what you are doing. How many days have you fasted to ask God, is this your will for me? You will not miss it in life. Amen. You will not miss it in life. Amen. I was reading something this afternoon. And the servant of God said, he also read it somewhere, that a chameleon When you put a chameleon somewhere with different colors, if you put yellow color beside the chameleon, it will change to yellow. If you put blue color beside the chameleon, it will change to blue color. If you put wine color, it will change. A chameleon has capacity to change color. What does that mean? Human beings who are chameleon-like in nature, you can't know them except with fasting. You see a guy, I like this guy, and you don't wait on God to tell you who he is. Once you exchange this ring, there's no going back again. And the fast that lady did not want to do initially, she will still begin to do it. But I pray, you will not miss your way. You will not miss your way. Number 9. What's the benefit of fasting? Guidance. Somebody say guidance. And I just talked about that just now. Guidance. You are guided in fasting. You always hear voices. The mountain of your fasting is a mountain of voices. Anywhere you are fasting, you will be hearing voices. God will be speaking. God will be speaking. God will be speaking. The reason why he said, I don't even know why God is not talking to me, is because your stomach is too full. It is food that is talking to you. When your stomach is dry and there's nothing inside, then God says, yeah, you are ready. Say, I'm there. He said, if you search for me with the whole of your heart, once you can search for me with the whole of your heart, I will answer you. I will guide you. I will lead you. From today, God will begin to lead you. In the right business to do, God will lead you. In the right thing to do, God will lead you. It's a mistake to say that because your friend started an hospital, you also want to go into hospital business and start an hospital. You might be the first patient there if you are not guided into it. They can give you a bed there on the first day of your starting the hospital. Immediately they commission it in the morning, by night they give you a bed there. In my place, they say, you don't look at somebody else's wristwatch to work. You don't say, hey, this person. One can burn his finger. Ask God. Ask him. He will answer you. Today, he will answer you. Amen. And number 10, where we stop tonight. Benefit of fasting is securing abundance. Somebody say abundance. In verse 10 of Isaiah 58, verse 10, the Bible says, if thou draw out of thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted with thy soul, then shall light rise in obscurity and in darkness and be as the noonday. Verse 11, the Lord will guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like spring of water, whose waters never fail. Abundance is a product of fasting. It's like fasting magnetizes material resources towards you. The more you fast, the more you have access to resources. I know a man in this city, and I think a few of our leaders here know him, who is one of the richest men in this city. During Lent, he fasts 40 days. During Muslim fast, he will fast the 30 days. Both, so that there's no risk. Maybe somebody wants to use another religion fast to trample him. Mm-hmm. Christian one, 40 days he will fast. And he's pocketically loaded. If you see anybody who is loaded from righteousness, fasting is included. Anybody you see that is loaded and is loaded from righteousness, not from rituals or nonsense money or 419 or duping people, clean money, neat money that you cannot eat and you can see that it is clean. The fasting must be included. When you fast, blessings rush to you. Rush. Blessing rush to you. Rush. There are some people, they said, when I came to this, it was when I came to Impact as I started fasting. And it was that time that their life started to change. If you want more change, fast. Wait on God in the place of fast. And I pray that somebody here today will enjoy and secure abundance in Jesus' name. If you are that person, shout a big amen. If you are that person, shout a big amen. Rise up on your feet.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.